Reading a book can be like taking a hike. With some books, the path is clear and you can see where you're headed. Other books take you deep into the wilderness. Some readers find that exhilarating. Welcome to Bookmarks.
I'm Cheryl Strayed, the author of Wild, and the book I recommend is a memoir by the writer Poe Ballantyne called Love and Terror on the Howling Plains of Nowhere. In it, Poe chronicles his life in the small town that he lives in Nebraska, his marriage at this very sort of tumultuous time in his personal life, against really the backdrop of something that happens in this town. And that is one day, a math professor who lives, you know, just down the street from Poe is found horribly murdered, or he's committed suicide. That's uncertain. That's the mystery of the book. He's tied to a fence post a few miles outside of town, and it seems that he's been burned. And Poe really does this amazing thing where he bridges these two stories, this unraveling mystery of what happened to this, by all accounts, gentle soul, this math professor, and what happens to Poe in his life as a father and a husband during these years. Of course, this story about the math professor is very compelling and mysterious, but I think that really the deepest part of the book for me is the way that he writes so honestly about his wife and his marriage. He really does get inside of what it's like to be involved with someone so deeply. They're raising a child together, and we all know what a challenge that can be, and how he can love his wife so deeply that he's committed his life to her and also hate her at the same time. And he writes about that place in intimacy where love and hate reside so closely together. And he says some things that just astonish me. And so there's a scene where he's talking about a fight they're in, and what he reveals about his own motivations and impulses and feelings in the heat of that rage are just stunning. It's one of those reads. I just couldn't put the book down. I read it on a flight. I was flying from London back to Portland, Oregon, where I live. And I was grateful for that long flight because I read every page and I couldn't be released from the book until I had.
The book is Love and Terror on the Howling Plains of Nowhere, a memoir by Poe Ballantyne. Cheryl Strayed wrote one of the most famous wilderness memoirs of our time called Wild. Bookmarks are brought to you by To the Best of Our Knowledge. Subscribe and get a new one delivered every week. Or check out the complete list at ttbook.org/bookmarks.